USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Associated Press is reporting this hour, Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden took narrow leads in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada, putting him in a position to win the election. With lawsuits pending in those states, President Trump is very concerned about voter irregularities and GOP observers not being allowed to watch the count, especially of mail-in ballots, which Trump over the summer called vote harvesting. Joe Biden appeared in Wilmington on Thursday night to urge patience as mail ballots continue to be counted and to let the process work itself out. What was once Hurricane Eta has made a U-turn and is likely to strike South Florida on Sunday as a tropical storm. It will pick up energy as it treks through the warm waters of the Caribbean. The path is not certain, but overnight change in the storm's expected turns means the Keys, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County are right back in the center of where Eta could hit. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Sun newspaper in the United Kingdom is reporting Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to step down as the leader of Russia. Rumors are swirling that Putin, 68 years old, has Parkinson's disease. However, the president's staff have repeatedly played down rumors that he is paving the way for a political exit. And the Kremlin today insisted Putin was in excellent health and everything is fine with the president. A spokesman dismissed claims of Parkinson's disease as nonsense. The Unified Police Command declared a group of protesters in Portland on Thursday night an unlawful assembly and ordered them to disperse. Police said a group of about 60 people threw flares at a home. The home was damaged and one of its windows was broken. The Unified Command is made up of Oregon State Police, Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the Portland Police Bureau. On Wednesday night, authorities declared a riot and the Oregon National Guard was deployed. Many businesses and a church were vandalized. Police arrested 12 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.